Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news, and no pictures of Harry Arm Women Liberationists and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Thank you. to me. Oh, oh.
What is it good for?
Absolutely.
Let's get
it again.
War.
War. War. War. War. War. War.
Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation on the scene at the supermarket. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was standing over by the tomatoes, and here he comes, running through the pole beans, through the fruits and vegetables, naked as a jaybird. And I hollered over to Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel." And it's too late. She'd already been in since.
Here he comes.
Boogie-dah, boogie-dah.
There he goes.
Boogie-dah, boogie-dah.
Well,
if they call in the street,
look at that.
That's the thing on 2 feet.
Look at that.
He's just as proud as he can be. His anatomy, he gonna give us a peek. Well, if they call in the street,
look at that.
He likes to show off his physique.
Look at that.
If there's an audience to be found, he'll be streaking it round, inviting public critique.
This is your Action News reporter once again, and we're here at the gas station. Pardon me, sir, did you see what happened?
Yeah, see, I was just in here getting my tires checked, and he disappeared out of the traffic. Come streaking around the grease right there. Didn't have nothing on but a smile. I looked in there, and Ethel was getting her cold drink. I hollered, "Don't look, Ethel!" It's too late. She'd already been mooned. Flashed her right there in front of the shop of sorts.
He ain't boogity, boogity. He ain't
boogity, boogity.
He's just in the mood to run in the news.
Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Boogity, boogity.
He likes to turn the other cheek.
Boogity, boogity.
He's always making the news. Wearing just his tennis shoes. Guess you could call him unique.
Once again, your Action News reporter in the booth at the gym covering the disturbance at the basketball playoff. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, see. Hey, Tom, I was just going down there to get Ethel a snow cone. Here he come, right out of the cheap seat. Dribbling. Right down the middle of the court. Didn't have on nothing but his tee-head. Made a hook shot and got out through the concession stand. I hollered up at Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" Too late. He'd already got a free shot. Grandstand. Right there in front of the home page.
Well, if they call him the street.
Here comes the kid. Who's that with it? Ethel. Is that you, Ethel?
He's just as proud as he can be.
What do you think you're doing?
Listen out of me. He gonna give us
you
a
get
key.
Your cold dog.
Well, if they call him the street.
Ethel, where you go?
We all agree tonight, all of the speakers have agreed that America has a very serious problem. Not only does America have a very serious problem, but our people have a very serious problem. America's problem is
bugging. It's one or two suckers, ignorant brothers, trying to rob and steal from one another. You get caught in the mid. Folks are crushed that stereotype. Here's what we did. We got ourselves together so that you could unite and fight for what's right. Not negative cause. The way we live is positive. We don't kill our relatives.
Pop, 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 one is shot. Who's to blame? Headline, front page, and rap, the name. MC's the light here to state the bottom line. The black on black crime was way before our time.
Sugar Brothers, life with a knife. That's cause he died a trifling death when he left his very last breath. Was I slept, so watch your step. Back in the 60s, our brothers and sisters were hanged. How could you gangbang? I never ever ran from the Ku Klux Klan, and I shouldn't have to run from a black man. Cause that's
self-destruction.
Ready to party. Money in your pocket, dying with your body. To get inside, you pay the
home. Cause you could do crime and get paid today, and tomorrow you're behind bars in the worst way.
Far from your family, cause you're locked away. Now tell me,
do you really think crime pays?
Even on taking what your brother has?
You little sucker,
you talking all that jazz.
It's time to stand together in a unity, cause if not, then you're with soon to be self-destroyed, unemployed. C-Rap race will be lost without a trace or a clue, but what to do is stop the violence and kick the science down the road that we call eternity, where knowledge is formed and you learn to be self-sufficient, independent. To teach the East is what rap intended, but society wants to invade, so do not walk this path that they laid it.
Self-destruction, yeah, self-destruction.
Let me try it again. I can't believe I muted myself out. I went through that whole spill and I had myself muted. Man, I told you it's crazy. It's Monday. Mondays are always crazy. But like I said, man, it's it's Monday. Why not? But anyway, you see the info program. You know, if you call in, I'm putting you on. It doesn't matter who you are. Anyway, I'm going to head back in the studio board here and see if we've got anybody in there. Yep, we do. All right. First victim of the night. 561, you're on the air. So let me know. You ain't got to talk. Say nothing. But we're listening.
Hello, Ron.
What's happening?
The weather. You remember me?
Okay, what? Vaguely.
Pardon me?
Who's that?
You remember me?
I can barely understand you.
Pardon me?
I can barely understand you.
Same here. I said, do you remember me?
Vaguely. Who are you?
Elvira.
Elvira, hey, how you doing?
Well, I'm just doing.
How you been doing?
Nothing's changed.
Yeah, same. Did you move and all that stuff?
Oh, back in Florida. I don't know if I was in Florida when I talked to you last.
Yeah, I think you was.
Yeah, well, nothing's changed. Things got worse, really.
That's nice. Well, I wind up in the hospital again myself. My heart was messing up. I never had a heart problem in my life. All of a sudden, I got a heart problem.
Wow. You know, if you out and you feel you carry some, since you're having those kind of problems now.
Mm-hmm.
I know this sounds crazy, but oil. When you feel something on your chest, you drink a little bit of oil, and sometimes it's not what you think it is, if you catch it in time. I've been having those chest problems, too.
Oh, man.
But I keep oil because, you know, I get the chemicals. And when I get the chemicals, that's what happens to me. So it trained me to use the oil. And when that happens to me, I drink the oil, and it goes away.
Right. It cleanses you out.
It gets on my brain, it gets on my chest, mm-hmm. it gets on my organs, so, you know.
Oh, yeah. I know, it's rough. I mean, it shocked me, but all of a sudden my heartbeat went up to 150 beats a minute. So, they said I went into AFib. Yeah, I went into AFib, and, they had to shock me. Stop, but it had to throw 200 vultures to me. Yeah, that's pretty nice of
them. Well, I'm glad you're doing better.
Yeah, I'm doing better now, man. But it's been, it's been rough, man. I did show up in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't been traveling. I haven't been doing nothing. It's been a while. You know, I was off air for 6 months old. I had to have an operation done. So I was gone for, I should get a 6 month vacation. I think it was 5 or 6 months. It's quite a while.
Maybe that's what you need as a book. You need it probably was a good vacation. But
yeah,
not
it was
being
nice.
Sick, but a good vacation.
Right. Well, I was sick, but I turned it into a vacation. I stayed away for a while. I stayed out of the United States and just, kicked back.
Mm-hmm.
I deserved it. I've been working myself to death. I always done it. I've always worked myself really hard.
Well, you ought to do something relaxing. Do you like to fish? Do you fish?
Oh, yeah, I like to fish. I ain't had a chance, though. That's the only problem between going to doctors
and
everything
else. That's what you probably need to do, is go fish and let your hair down and relax. We're very relaxed.
Right. Right, exactly. Just kick back. And the weather's being really nice right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hot here in Missouri. But it's been a hard, it's been a hot one. It wasn't worth going outside, but I still did it. It didn't matter. I still had to go outside. And just trying to keep up with everything going on, man. It's been, and doing the show. I don't know how I keep doing it, but I keep doing it.
I hear you.
I just like to get it out there. I read a whole article a while ago, but I was on mute. I had my microphone mute, but I read the whole article to myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I need to practice.
I hear you.
So are you still
in Florida? Was it on politics?
Well, it was actually about Jack the Ripper. You remember that guy in London? Well, supposedly
I remember
Jack
the Ripper.
Yeah, Jack the Ripper, of all things to talk about. But anyway, I was talking about there's a full moon tonight and everything on, and I got here and I got this news report about the identity of Jack the Ripper has been found. They found a shawl that one of the victims was wearing, and somehow that some DNA showed up that showed it was this guy. They're going through the families or whatever and doing DNA tests.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a little far-fetched to me for the moment. But who knows? Technology is getting pretty good, I guess, for that. But, yeah.
Yeah.
You never know.
You never know.
I mean, that was in 1800.
Well, I like your subject. The government crimes, law, people, prison system, church crimes,
That's right.
They're perfect.
That's what they do. They are committing crimes.
Yes, they are.
All the time.
All the time.
On the people.
Yeah, on the people.
Yes.
Well, you know, like
well,
I say,
people need to wake up.
Exactly. You know, how many beatings do you got to take for you to do it? You know, people just keep getting their ass kicked by it.
Yeah. Yes, they do. They need to really, really wake up and smell the tea leaves and, you know, get our country
right
back on track before it's too late if it's not already, you know?
Right.
We have to get rid
right
of these smart meters. These smart meters, they have to go. You know, we need
oh,
to
yeah
start filing with the Human Rights Board. We people need to start, and maybe you need to start putting out the words since you have your show there. Now, go file a lawsuit with the Human Rights Board about the smart meters. That's what a lot of some people are doing, and that's what the
right
their campaign is, to help get people to go sue, file a lawsuit about these smart meters and that and these cell towers, and that'll help get rid of them. Maybe it's a possibility, and I think it will help if we got a whole lot of
well
people to do that.
If they're making money, they don't care how much harm they're going to give you. You know,
mm-hmm,
if it's better for them, they don't care about people. That's how they
no
do it.
You know,
that's how it works. You
don't listen to Reverend Pinckney's show, not this Sunday, last Sunday, the last Sunday of August. Go listen
right
to his show, what that man came on his show and was saying about the smart meters, the cell towers, the cell phones, all this stuff.
Oh, yeah, it's radioactive. They say you get so many different, you know, milliseconds of radiation if you got a cell phone
mm-hmm
up your head, you know. And it's like I went to the courthouse one day, and they got that metal detector. You got to send your whatever your bags or whatever you got, files or anything that's loose in your pockets. You got to
yes
you know let them send it to that metal detector, all
right?
Right. It tells
right
you on the side of it. It tells you on the side of it, warning, you know. Radiation, okay? And I asked this cop one day, I said, hey, man, how does it feel to have that many reds of, you know, radiation shot through you every time you send that through to check some stuff out? He goes, you know, I never thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
I said, think about
yeah
it. Do you remember back in the 70s when the radar gun came out, and all of a sudden, like 10 years later, most of the cops that used radar guns had cancer?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the radioactive wave coming off the gun.
Oh, yes.
And what it was
yes
doing, it was bouncing off the windshield. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
How they had it sitting on the dashboard, but it was bouncing
mm-hmm
off that glass back at them.
Yeah.
You know, I feel sorry for them, but man, but for the love of money.
Oh, yeah, the love of money. They're not thinking about the children and the children and all that.
Right.
They're thinking about here
right
and now,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Right.
But they should go to the website, stopthecrime.net. Did you ever look at Deborah Tavares'
right
website?
Yeah.
Yep. Did you ever check that website out?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yeah, they got a lot of these articles in that, and what they're trying to do. But it's crazy like this. I ain't talked to you in quite a long time, but, you know, like this Ferguson deal, you know, in Ferguson, Missouri. You know, that was a big uproar
yes
a couple weeks ago. Now it's kind of, you know, kind of died out. But I have not ever heard any information on what the Supreme Court has did. They, you know, they filed you know, the criminal charges, cop for killing the kid or not. I don't know what they've done.
Mm.
So, you know, I'm kind of curious about that. I might
yeah
do a little more research. But that was crazy.
Yeah.
You know, that kid was 20 feet away from that man. He wasn't coming towards him. You know?
Wow.
You see where the car was parked, see the kid was walking away. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. And then, you know, there was another week later, another kid got shot, but he asked for that. There was video on that one. Good God, man. But it's, it keeps going on. Nobody wants to stop it. They keep on letting this happen. They need to open their eyes and wake up, see what's going on.
Yeah.
But they don't. People don't. They're, like I said, they're comfortably numb.
No, they don't.
If it don't concern them,
they
don't give a shit.
They can put their burgers on the grill and turn the TV on and watch a little bit of sports and hey,
right
that's all she wrote. They don't care about nothing else.
Escape reality. Right. Completely escape reality. You don't pay attention to what's going on around them. I can't
that's
do that.
Right.
You know, I like to watch it because that's what we need to do. We need to take a watch around us. I mean, I'm skeptical of what's going on around me. You know, what's the future hold, you know, for the next ones to come along? you know, just telling my kids, maybe my grandkids. I ain't got my grandkids yet, but if it ever happens, you know, I had them. But, you know, then after them, you know, on and on. What's this all going to turn into? That's the big question.
Yeah, you know, very good question.
How much damage are they going to do? When is the actual end coming? Is it going to be soon? You know, they're going to just completely tear this country apart and it'll be a third world country. It won't be worth shit no more. Or what? You know, what's the deal? But there's something here they want.
Well,
and I think it's oil.
A lot of people think we're going to go back to Gone with the Wind, you know, the movie Gone with the Wind. Where the rich is going to even be hungry.
Uh-huh. Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then you got this border wide open.
Then we shot Scarlett O'Hara. They didn't have no food. But by the time the war was over, they had nothing.
Yep. And, you know, that's what's going to be the biggest problem, because those who have are going to be the have-nots.
Yes.
And they're not going to know how to handle it, because most of them are on drugs anyway, you know, to keep their nerves good. And, you know, like, what is that one big famous one? A lot of people take those damn things. Xanax. Pills, pills, you know. Them damn things. They can calm their nerves. Well, you know, them things used to not always be available. So quit doing shit to keep your nerves all rattled out, you know. But they still continue. They keep on. But once that shit's cut off, once they can't get it no more, there might be a problem. You know?
There will be a problem.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So, I mean, hey, bring no food on the shelves. You know, it's like people that claim to be preppers. I feel sorry for them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want people to know I'm a prepper. I don't know if I was a prepper or not. Because they know I'm a prepper, they know I got stuff to eat. I got stuff to do with. You know, that would be it. They'd all be coming attacking me for, you know, supplies and food, stealing my stuff. You don't tell them what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, and it's becoming a phenomenon, too. The same thing, you know, a fad. I mean, everybody's into it. The end of time. And it's been preached in the, you know, in the Bible, in every church, constantly. You know, they've always talked about hell and damnation, you know, and I've seen it, I've been into a lot of different, you know, religions and, you know, looked at a lot of different churches, and it seems like the same thing every time, you know, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going to fail, the bad things are going to happen. Don't do this. You know, so wait, what's up? You know, where's the real positive part of this? You know, that I'm not seeing or hearing.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Exactly. It's crazy. And the government's right along with it. A lot of it. You know, they're even asking clergy to help them out to keep control of people in case shit goes bad. You know?
Yes, indeedy.
You know, they control people. They control people. That's what they do.
That's
true. They're going to have their tentacles into every little thing that does control people. You know?
Well, where's
so,
Antoinette?
You know,
that's true. Where's Antoinette?
I don't know. She's been not feeling well here the past couple of weeks. She ain't been doing too great. She got like bronchitis going on and something else in her back. So
yeah.
She, you know, I just sort of take it easy. You know, I don't want to hurt myself.
Yeah.
All
hope she's okay.
Shows. Right. But she's, you know, I hope so too. I'm praying for her. But, I don't take it easy. When I was gone, she took care of the show. So I said, don't worry about it. I got this, you know.
Yeah, she did a good job with that. She really did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's a sweetheart. Very smart woman. Very smart.
Yeah.
You know, she's really good to know and to work with. I really like working with her. But, you know, there's time you got to take a break. You got to take a break. You might as well.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I said.
I hear you.
Push yourself to the, you know, to the ground, don't do that shit.
Ain't
worth
that
much. Right. Politics gets to you. I get burnt out in this all the shit in time because I'm always finding out so many different lies and deceptive things I've done. It's, it never ends.
Yeah.
It's a continuous, you know, roulette wheel. It keeps rolling around. Never stops. You keep pumping it out.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, I still try to plug the show every night. That's what I
feel. Yeah, keep it up, keep it up. You'll build it back up real good.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll get
especially
back into it.
Especially with those
it.
Kind of subjects, you know. But you gotta get
right.
on and stay on subject. But I called Bethel a couple of times before, and all I hear is music, so I just go away.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it just depends on what I'm doing. You know, I can be doing, you know, if I got any callers and nobody in the chat room, I'll play music, usually. So I see something.
Yeah.
You know, just
well, that's
time.
What I hear, and I just usually I hang up, you know. But something told me
right.
tonight, say, hang in there.
Yeah, I don't see you in the chat room is what it is. You know, I'm and looking at something else, you might have to wait a while until I get to you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry about that, but I'm definitely going to mark you so I know when you do call. That way we know. So I just kick you right into the room as soon as you get here.
Yeah.
So it's usually I like to kick people right on. Until the trolls come, all the trolls attack me. But I let them on, too.
Yeah.
Try to educate them. You know, try to educate them young, dumb idiots, you know.
Yeah.
What they, you know, should be doing, not playing that bullshit game. But they do it all the time, you know.
That's
they
true.
Have no clues
yes,
whatsoever. You know, they need to wake up about what's going to be coming. But when it does happen and they ain't awake, man, I feel sorry for them. So all the little things you did just got paid back for. So
yeah.
You know, karma's bad, man. Karma will come back and get you.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
well, I'm going to have to hang up because I'm they're very
right.
tired.
Well, you
but
you
I will come back.
That'd be great.
Huh?
That'd be great. That'd be great. Excellent. I'm
yeah,
glad to
I'll
hear
be
you.
Back again.
All right, we
well,
take
right,
it easy.
Thank you.
All right.
And keep,
all right.
keep,
we'll
that, subject, keep that subject line you got. That's a very good one.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
Kid. Good night.
That's right.
Good night.
We covered all. All right, you have a good night.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye. Man. Bye-bye. Yeah, the government. Don't you love it? All the little things they do for us, because they like us. They just want to take care of us. I can't keep up saying that, because I know better. What is coming? What's going to be next to us, you know? You know, what's the next false flag? News has been boring lately. I have not heard much. The only thing I'm hearing is about ISIS. Or one guy called it, one I called it, ISIS. ISIS is out of control. But it's starting to seem like it was doctored up to me, you know. And they're talking about the proxy dealers. So I don't know. It's kind of wild. You know, we're saying that the United States is funding all this or some bullshit sort of like that to your proxy people. It ain't coming directly from them, but it's going to somebody else, and that somebody else is going to them. So that's what I'm trying to say. That's why I'm here. I don't know. I've not seen no proof of nothing. But anyway, like I was talking earlier, Jack the Ripper. They know who Jack the Ripper is. Now we're really getting somewhere. That's the biggest news I heard today. Yeah. Jack the Ripper. Yeah, he was a good old boy, I guess. Well, he got by with it. Like I said, he never got caught. I'm sure he's dead now. I think, let me look back at the article. What was he? I think he's 23 years old at the time of the murders. Yeah, see here. Aaron Kosminski, a Jewish Polish-born immigrant who lived in the East End and would have been 23 years old at the time of the murders. He had arrived in England, so he was 23. Okay. Let's see. He would have been 23. He arrived with his family in England in 1801, and then the murders were in 1888, so it was 7 years later. So then he must have been about, what, 16 years old? Somewhere in the neighborhood. My math ain't good for some reason tonight. Yeah, 16 years old. So he grew up that long and became Jack the Ripper. But it also stated here that he was in the insane asylum and died of gangrene. Died of gangrene in the insane asylum. You know, what a way to go out, you know. Gangrene in the insane asylum. What can I say? I mean, it's got to get better than this. I mean, Jack the Ripper. You would think that would be a done did issue, but somebody apparently forked up the money to do all DNA testing and everything else. So I don't know. It's crazy. Let me take a look at what else is in this news for a minute, see what's going on, if this computer will cooperate with me. Okay. As Iraq forces size grows, Obama administration denies mission creep. What? Let's see. For the first time since 2011, the U.S. has now more than 1,000 troops in Iraq, and many experts would argue that the military's goal is to grow into something larger than originally intended to claim a White House. Intended a claim the White House denies. Well, at least you're denying it. We're doing it, but we're denying it. That's not a sense. Let's see. Anything else? Arab states join forces against ISIS. U.S. UK intel reported ISIS fighter in beheading video. U.S. airstrikes ISIS near a dam. The message ISIS wants to send to America and the world. Let's take a look at that. What do they want to say to us? But what does, well, what does the propaganda want to tell us what it means? All right. Okay. This is here. The grisly propaganda videos released to Islamic terrorists of the execution of an innocent American hostage. Totally calculated and intimidated. The terrorist group enemies inspired the followers include further attacks against the U.S., of the United States, and other allies. The Islamic State, formerly known as the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, or ISIS, considered the videos a means of retaliating against the U.S., United States for supporting Iraqis who are resisting the group's barbaric advances. They also are meant to infiltrate others' perceptions of ISIS strength and go on to plant idea the United States is incapable of halting a slaughter of its own citizens, much less than the slaughter of Iraqis and Syrians, and ISIS seems to be obstacles in itself proclaiming jihad, holy war. That's nice. That always makes the day, don't it? What's going on with this, you know, ISIS bullshit? It just gets worse and worse by the minute. Nobody seems to have a grip on this. But what do they want? I know what they say they want, but what do they really want? That's the big million-dollar question. Somebody wants something, and somebody gave these people the shit to get it done. Because they came alive pretty quick, pretty fast, and got big quick. So they had some way, you know, besides rape, robbing, stealing, and pillaging the villages. Of course, I know we left a lot of hardware there for anybody for slim picking. So what's up with that? And we're a poor country, but we can leave millions and billions of dollars of equipment just sitting. But we can't afford to ship it back, and we got boats that could do it. Can't afford the fuel. You know, hey, man, you want to flip me $5, man? I can't get my aircraft carrier, you know, back home, man. I need some fuel. You slide the brother $5, man, because I need some gas money for my, my aircraft carrier so I can carry all the scrap back, you know, to China. But, yeah, that seems to be the way it's going, man. So, anyway, whatever they do over there, let them do it. Who gives a shit? Nobody cares over here in America. We're comfortably numb. It's not important to us. It ain't happening here. It'll be all right. So, you know, I'm told you this is a crazy night, you know. I mean, what can I say? They found out who Jack the Ripper is. Jack the Ripper. I'm so stuck on that Jack the Ripper story today. Yeah, they know who did it. Guilty. They're saying this guy was guilty of it. So I think it's been 120 years ago when this happened or so forth. They didn't catch him. They gave him a name, but they who knows how many actually this guy could have committed besides what they know of. That's another thing. So who knows, man. but I haven't seen no good news this week. Nothing to really talk about. But ISIL. Is that what Obama calls it? ISIL, something like that. Am I lost in that Anyway, somebody help me out in the chat room. I was, okay. Hey, Aiky Mom, how's it going? I guess 10525 Golf Dogs Prepared and Smokey TX. What's up tonight? I'm just sitting here bullshitting as usual, being my same old self, cussing out everything that should be corrected, but nobody will do a damn thing about it, so they keep on going and be bad for everybody. So I don't care. I do care, but I don't care. If I didn't care, I wouldn't say nothing about it. That's me. But it's Monday, and the moon is full. Now, I don't know if you all looked outside. Here in Missouri, it looks full to me. But we also have a big outbreak of viruses here, so anything's possible here. And, I'm still trying to, you know, rearrange my hazmat suit. I need to get a new respirator, you know, the breathing, you know, filter system, or next time I go to a school. Wouldn't that be funny? A picture of me walking into the school in a hazmat suit. Why the hell would that be? Wouldn't that freak some people out? You know, I'm not meaning no harm. I'm just be aware. I'm trying to be, you know, keep myself healthy. You want a real breeding ground for viruses? Go to Walmart. That should be a good breeding ground. All these different people running out of there, sick people. And listen, I got to tell you something. Always stay away from the people in the electric carts. You know, people that buzz around there in the carts and shit like that. Yeah, stay away from them. Because, you know, they're sick people, so you might catch something from them. And always use the hand sanitizer at the door. Look, man, why buy it? Why do people go into Walmart and buy that shit? You know, I seen a lady one time had two big gallon jugs of it. And she, why buy it? Can you go to the door and just take a McDonald's cup and keep the lid and just go up that pump and just fill that McDonald's cup with hand sanitizer? It's free. They don't say how much you can't take. You help yourself. Get all you need. Walmart can afford it. They can afford it. Any grocery store can afford it, too. Just take the whole thing home with you. What the hell? No, don't do that. That'd be promoting a crime. And it would be, you know, considered damage taking somebody else's stuff. But, yeah, Iggy Mom is Antonette. I don't know what's up with her, dear. I have not talked to her. I don't know if she's coming out or not. I can't say. You know, she's been under the weather quite a bit, so I just, you know, hope she's getting enough rest, getting rested up, take care of herself. But, you know, you're stuck with me. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I can't help it. But, hey, it's Monday, you know. Okay, sorry. Mount Hope was wrong side. What in the heck? Oop. I knew I had a problem. All right, folks. I need to take a little break. I'm going to throw a song real quick, but I got to pick something. So, let's see here. Let's find something for just a second. All right, here we go.
I fall off my chair, and I'm wondering how I get
Jackie, I had to throw that song up real quick because I was losing power on one of my computers, and I noticed it wasn't plugged in. So, I had to kick her on. But anyway, you know, it's Monday, and I'm back at it again. Anyway, I got a couple callers sitting online. I'm going to bring them in. Anyway, and see how everybody's doing. Like I said, tonight, all open phone lines. That means everybody goes on. Nobody gets away from it. You just fall right in. As soon as you called in, you didn't have to press the one. You didn't have to do it. You're done on the studio. You're done. There you are. So there we go.
No, I just called. You know, I thought that
was Firefox News Online.
I just put a story in your chat room about Jack the Ripper, and I saw that earlier this morning. I thought it was interesting, you know. But you know, the guy that did this, he had been basically tracing or trying to track this for years. If you read that story, it'll be a lot better when I can explain it. But he bought this. Garment, so to speak, and I don't know. One thing led to another that back then they didn't have DNA testing, and
right.
I mean, anyways, they put two and two together, and wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, there it is. You know, I mean, it's pretty remarkable.
And I thought I was the only one.
All these years later.
Right, there are some skeptics on this, though. You know, there are some skeptics saying this position.
Yeah, they always will be. A lot of skeptics saying Obama is a legal president, too, so.
Isn't he?
Who else is on the line with us? We got a...
You have the only non-Russian in the whole place. Does anybody not understand that the Russian people, they invented this thing called the internet first? Who is this Al Gore person? Al Gore person is a dumbcuff, a nitwit, a dummy, a jackass, a lunatic, like Obama. I don't know. Hey, get your Russian ass away from that microphone, you son of a... Now, you see, I have American that calls me asshole. That's not fair. I didn't call you an asshole. Yes, you did. No, I didn't. Yes, you did.
Damn it, George. You're good at voices. I love that one. You were good at that one. If you'd have stayed in, if you would have called in under another name, Ron would have thought you were one of his typical trolls, and he'd had fun with you.
I never attempted a Russian accent until just now.
Oh, you did that one good.
But it's not hard to do. I watch enough Rocky movie. You know, I watch the Rocky movie with the Russian guy, the Dolph Lundgren person. You know, that's a hard thing to do. You just have to think like Russian. Drink like Russian, although I don't drink. Unless it's coffee.
I'm beginning to think, Ron, that George might be a communist. I'm not sure, but I'm just thinking.
Wait a minute. I'm not constipated. Before I admit to being fat. Jeez.
George, this is my conspiracy mind going to work now. I'm starting to think, there might be something going on here.
Hey, listen, once my show goes off the air and I come over here to Ron Rex, all bets are off because I'm going to have some fun.
Oh, yeah.
Believe it.
Well, you got to get in here before
all
the trolls
all
go
about.
In because when Ron lets the trolls in, we can't get a word in edgewise and might as well just sit back and listen because
you better get it while it's getting good, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Well, if my buddy in the FBI is right, we're going to be – BTR will be minus one less troll.
Well, that'd be nice. But many more to go. Need line the buses up.
Yeah, well, no, seriously. This guy that has the – at the end of his blogtalkradio.com, his profile says, Wake Up USA. Well, that bastard's going to be finding himself in jail because – He violated a copyright. He violated copyright law.
Yep.
And he used my name without permission.
Right.
So now it's double jeopardy. That's called identity theft.
He clearly states that too. That's the fun part about that. He clearly states that. So he understood the contract before he entered it. So he read the terms and conditions and he went with it.
So who did you talk to, George, at BTR? Did you talk to a level 3 tech or a level 1 tech?
I don't know who it was I spoke with, but I had to do it all by email. Try and get these bastards on the phone is like trying to get the teeth get your teeth pulled without Novocaine. Pain.
Yeah. If you could get somebody that level 1 or somebody that's up there, maybe I got that backwards. Maybe it's a level 3 that you need to get because you know they bring the I think the level
well,
1
person
handle
said
all
they had to take it to a supervisor.
Right. Yeah, it's got to go up the chain because these guys that come into the chat rooms are
go directly to the CEO and threaten taking money from him. He'll work for you. That's what you
tell him. I'm going to own this place. Tell him Firefox Online is now going to own BTR because I have been defamed.
Yeah.
I have been defamed, defiled, and everything, including the ice. I mean, don't send me to Siberia. You know, that's a cold place. I hate cold.
Yeah, and tell them you have a girlfriend that is a black Hispanic cross. I mean, she is a cross between black and Hispanic. You're not sure, but you know that now y'all are also racist because you peek on me like this. And oh my God, you'll own everything.
I don't want.
I know I'm crazy.
You know something? I honestly don't want to own Blog Talk Radio, and I'll tell you why. See, if I own Blog Talk Radio, every left leaning broadcast that's on Blog Talk Radio would disappear.
Yeah. I would make it happen. I help you.
Me first.
We'll populate
me first,
it with...
damn it. Me first.
You're not a left-leaning liberal broadcast.
Nobody
no, but Ron,
be.
Ron caters to the left. You know, you got to understand that.
I could be a special place I can go get trained for. Where do I sign up for classes? Can I get a Pell Grant for this? Or is there a scholarship I can get for it?
No. Comrade Ron, you sign up with Mother Russia. You go to Vladimir Putin. And you tell Mr. Putin, hey, fuck nuts.
But comrade,
I want to sign up.
Well, comrade, I'm a German.
You know, it's you know, first of all, Golf Dogs, thank you for the compliment, by the way, on the way I do voices. I appreciate that, you know, because I've been working on vocal impressions for years, and the one thing that I can actually pride myself on is being able to do this stuff. I got on the phone one day with a telemarketer, and the guy goes, "Hi, we're calling on behalf of," and I forget what he was calling on behalf of, but he goes, "So, are you interested?" And I went, "Sí." He goes, "Oh, se habla español?" "Sí." "Okay, sir, let me get a Spanish-speaking person to help you with this."
"Sí."
And that's all I did. For like 5 minutes, everything they said was, I went, "Sí." And finally, the person comes on with English and says, "You don't speak Spanish, do you? You're just annoyed with our call, aren't you?" I said, "You're godforsaken fucking right. Now leave me the fuck alone." Slam.
I'll put you to the test, George. Can you do, speaking of impersonations here now, then this is going to be a good one. Can you do George Bush at all? That's a tough, to me,
no,
that's a tough
one. That one I have still been working. That's one voice I haven't been able to do.
What about Clinton, Bill Clinton?
Okay, for that one, I need to clear my throat a little bit. Because that's a tough. That's an easy, that's a good one to do, but it takes me a second.
Carry your throat up a little bit.
I'm telling you right now, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. She gave me a fucking blowjob. Don't you understand?
That's pretty good, though.
Thanks
pretty good.
Golf dogs, I do appreciate that.
I got one for you, golf dogs. I can do Hillary Clinton. Uh-oh. I can do Hillary. Well, like this. All right, here. Let me clear my throat. Hold on, Matt.
Oh, shit. Let's here it comes.
hold on, man. Okay. How's it go? Look, motherfuckers. I'm for lesbians and that. Now, look here. I had my boys change this, and I had nothing to do with Benghazi, but I have been in a few Benghazis, and that's right. I'm her. I'm Hillary Clinton. I'm going to be the next president, that's it. Because I got bigger balls than you, punk. Thank you.
Jeez, and everybody says I'm crazy? Boy, oh, boy.
Well, Ron, that's a good first try. Let me just say that, you know, to be respectful.
I like my Hillary impression.
That actually sounded like Ron Rick trying to talk like Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it sounded like to me, all right.
I was just talking like a man, because that's what she looks like, a man. A man. Her and Janet Reno were on the same baseball team together, and football and soccer.
Hey, fellas, check it out. Now, imagine, if you will, you've got Richard Nixon, if he were still alive today, Ronald Reagan, if he were still alive today, Bill Clinton, all having a conversation about how to run the country the right way. Now, you just got to picture this as you hear it. So hopefully you got good imaginations, guys. Here's what it would sound like. Well, I ran the country because I knew how. And, of course, Nancy took care of all the just say no to drugs programs. And, well, I told Gorbachev, fuck you, take down this wall. Oh, wait a minute. It wasn't Gorbachev. Well, I think I've got a problem. My brain is not working right. Richard, bail me out here.
I told you once, I told you a thousand times right there, Ronald. Don't ever get involved in a conversation about the Germans or the Dutch or God forbid, the Russians. Those bastards are all insane. I'm telling you, you guys are about as much fun as a toothache. Now, I brought me some primo pot here, and you're going to just sit there and talk politics? What, are you fucking stupid or something?
Well, light up a doobie already.
You're killing me, George.
You're funny.
Well, hey, listen. I said I was going to have some fun, and damn it, I meant it.
Well, knock yourself out.
So, Ron, what's the topic of the day, or do you even have a topic?
I don't even have a life. Why the fuck would I have a topic?
No life, no topic. Okay.
No life, no
topic.
You know,
that could actually be
purpose.
A topic, you know.
That's what I'm thinking. The topic today is nothing. We're going to study nothing.
I was thinking of moving to Missouri.
What is the meaning of nothing?
No,
what is the definition of nothing? Is nothing nothing at all?
And I believe that's what the definition of nothing is. That it's
is
nothing?
It nothing? Nothing. Nothing at all.
And Prepardy, I do
what
agree
is,
with you. Yes, have
you
fun.
Do you have to have
because
something
this life is
and have it
short.
Take away to be nothing? Or do you have to have nothing first to have nothing after? Think about it, you know. How would that work out?
Hmm. I have nothing on nothing. What can I say?
That's Ron, you're out of the country,
nothing.
Right? Are you on the
yes.
country?
Yes.
How far are you from the next town?
Well, the next town's right next to me. As far as any living things, My nearest neighbor's a mile away. Right in a mile.
Okay. So,
and his neighbor's about half a mile from him. It's just scattered. It's like shot over the mountains of the Ozarks. Yeah, there's a lot of people live out here.
Okay, so you've got a good place. You need to set up a bunker, and you know, and I'm gonna come find.
Oh, Jesus! That prepping shit again. Oh my God! I've been trying to teach people about prepping. You know, I even spoke at a couple prepper conventions. All right, and I told people the first thing you never do is let any other submissions know that you're prepping. That's your first mistake. Don't tell anybody. You know, don't let them know what the fuck you're up to with the backhoe in your yard. It's another business. You fix your septic tank. You know what I mean? Don't let them know. But that's one of the first things I tell people. Do not let people know what you're doing. But then the problem is here could be the problem. A lot of preppers getting popped by the cops because they think cops can throw up some bullshit. You know? So, you know, it just depends on who you know, what you know. Just get out of sight, out of mind, you know? I mean, don't pull the heat on your.
You just said something that people need to. You need to. You just said some people need to understand. If you're a prepper, and you prepare, and that's what that means. I'm prepared. You don't need to make it known. You need to keep it quiet and do what you got to do in secrecy. You're right. You're right there because when the government finds out, oh, this guy's prepared. Will take it away from me, and so you're totally correct there. You're totally correct there.
Check this out, y'all. Last week, the auditors, the assessor's office here taking pictures of my property, assessing. I'm thinking my taxes are supposed to go 30%. Let's see how this works out. Yeah, but why are you taking pictures of my property? What, you have no say-so. You're not the landlord of this son of a bitch. I have a patent on this, you son of a bitches. You ain't got no control over this. You know, they're still walking right down the fucking place. I wasn't here when they were here. Because if I was here when they were here, it would have been a bad news. This property is posted. Posted. No trespassing. You have no authority to walk on my land. But, you know,
They probably knew when you left, and that's when they entered.
I'm sure of that. I almost bet. They weren't here very long. My son's seen them, you know.
Yeah.
They weren't here long, Dad. They seen them take pictures of the garage and house and shop and studio. I said, well, okay. You know, hope they took some vault size from me, motherfuckers. And
well,
you know
when
they,
when I was
know.
Taking care of my mother at the time, now, of course, she was in the process of buying the mobile home she was living in. But and we were in a mobile home park. So it was kind of a catch-22 when the surveyors came around. The owner of the park told the surveyors, "You cannot go on their lot without their permission. You have to get the person who's renting the lot's permission to come on. You don't have it, they can actually have you arrested." And he said that to them right in front of me. And at the time, I was still in the service. So I'm coming out in uniform on my way to go down to the armory in Peekskill. What in the hell? Whoa. Crinkle, crinkle, crinkle. Loud.
I don't know.
Ow.
I'm sorry. That was me fighting with a cat.
There's an easy way to deal with the cat. You just go, scram!
No, that's why I got sitting here on my desk to take care of that. It's pretty loud, though. You won't like the sound of that. Here, kitty, kitty. I'm kidding you. I ain't going to shoot my cat. They have a purpose.
Anyway, you know, so I'm walking out, okay? Excuse me. So as I'm walking out, here's this... surveyor talking with the property manager, right? And I looked at the guy, and I had my MP brassard on my arm because I was doing MP duty that day. This is 6 o'clock in the morning. They're out there. you people are here at 6 o'clock in the morning, and you're going to do what? Now, my brother was inside, because he came up to sit with my mother while I went on weekend drill. My brother knew that my being out there to handle it was probably best. Because I turned to the guy and I said, you heard what the property manager said. Now hear what I'm saying. I find out that you've been on this property doing whatever you are here to do without my permission or my presence here. Guess what's going to happen? When I come back on Monday, here's where you're going to end up. The New York State unemployment line. The guy looked at me and said, you ain't got the... And I said, don't go there, son. You see the uniform I'm wearing? You see this brassard? You see this identification? You see this badge? Right now, I'm on state active duty. So don't press your luck, or I will slap the cuffs on your ass, call for a local authority, and have them take you the fuck away. Now, do you understand that? He just looked at me, got in his car, and left. I went back, told my brother what happened. He said, good. I'll call you if they show up. Never got a call. Guy never came back. But I did get a talking to from the property manager, though. He turned around, looked me straight in the eye, and said, George, I know that you got a nasty temper, but do me a favor. Don't fucking yell anymore. You almost made me deaf.
Oops. Sorry.
So, as far as these idiots are concerned, they have no business on your property. Whether you're there or not, they have to get your permission. They don't, you can have them arrested. It's plain and simple.
Well, exactly. But, you know, around here, you know, that wouldn't be smart just walking on somebody's property around here. So these are farms out here. There's a lot of farmers and stuff. And some of these people never leave these hills. They never go to town. You know what I mean? You just walk on their property, they're liable to shoot you. You just walk on their shit, you might get killed. So, you know.
The only way you can avoid that is you would have to, it would have to be a life or death emergency, and you're screaming out, I need help, I need help.
Not in these mountains, it ain't going to be. You walk on somebody's property, it's a farm law. If you're going to a farmer's property and you're considered a threat to their livestock or anything like that, he has their right to shoot you.
Ooh.
You don't have to come in your house. He shoots right there in the yard.
Ouch.
Yeah. It's a farm law. It's old. It's an old farm law, but it's still affecting your threat to livestock. Anything that's a threat to your livestock can be eliminated. I think Texas has got that law, too, I think. I don't know. Gunslinger's not here, so I can't ask him.
Yeah, I'm surprised he's not here because usually he follows right behind us, and usually Mike does too.
Right. I don't know. Maybe they hate me or something. Everybody else does. Why not? I don't know.
No, they don't hate you. I can tell you right now that, you know,
yeah,
they like you.
I know. I'm just joking, Charles. I'm just bullshitting.
They probably think you're a bit of a loudmouth, but other than that, they like you.
Loudmouth? What? No, just all the time. That's it. That's what it's all about. The only reason I have this show is so I can scream. You know,
is that what it is?
Yeah.
See, now, self-talk thing. See, this is what I'm talking about. People put on these shows just to have something to bitch about or to yell at the top of their lungs, knowing full well that everybody's going to put earplugs in as soon as the yelling begins.
But I like it. I think what it is I like to be abused. It's that type of thing. I like to abuse myself a lot. You know what I mean? And that's why I do the show. Because, you know, I get, you know, trolls cuss me out and, you know, and it don't get to me and it pisses them off. I think I make them mad at me. And I give people the opportunity to bitch. That's what the show's about, free will. You know, I don't care what people really talk about too much. I just, you know, we talk politics a lot. But, you know, let people vent it. That's what people need. Open forum like this is. Open forum. select your show open form, you know what I mean? But you don't see it too many in BTR. You know, a lot of them try or whatever, but just don't, I don't know, some of them just don't resonate with me, you know, to give me the actual footing I want. So, yeah, I remember one time there was a show I went on, it was a long time ago. You start talking, you're trying to talk, but as soon as you get into the depth of the what you're saying, all of a sudden the guy kicks you off, you know. So that, you know, that's kind of shit. He didn't last long. But, you know, it's trial and error. Blog Talk Radio. I mean, that's what I've learned with it. Trial and error. But I have fun with it. I think it's a fun thing to do.
Yeah. Hey, Golf Dogs, I'm looking at this page you posted here, man.
Noisyroom.net.
Yeah. Now, yeah. The guy on the left, I've seen him on Fox News.
Yeah.
I can't say about anything about the other guy on the right because I've never seen him before. And this broadcast is done on Spreaker. I do something over there too, once in a while.
You know, what's amazing about that, you know, I've been thinking this all along. If the military ever gets their ass together, you know, the military, the last remaining that we have, because Obama's eliminated damn near every military person that he thinks objects to them, okay? The military needs to rise up. The military are the one organization right now. Although I shouldn't say that, not the one. There are several that could do it. But could basically remove him from power. And, my God, that's what we need to do. This guy is anti-American, anti-everything we believe in. He's always been that way. And right now what is strange is, you know, the left are starting to see that. You know, it's not just us. The left are starting to see it. I mean, they're saying this guy is, you know, he's trying to draw this or bring this country to its knees. And that's what he's doing, guys. He make no bones about it. He told you he was going to do it, and he's doing his damnedest to do it. And as long as you let him get away with it, the guy's going to go on and do what he's doing. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, he doesn't – look, it's pretty obvious that Obama has a set agenda on his mind. He wants all these generals and commanding officers that will oppose him gone, because if they're not gone, the opposition to him would be catastrophic. Because because the generals actually realize they have the constitutional authority to pull him right out of the White House, whether he's in his pajamas or a three-piece suit.
That's right. They can walk right in there and take his ass out, put him in chains, and lock him up for crimes against this country. And God knows he's guilty of a lot of crimes against this country. I mean, he's guilty of treason. Okay, why has the left been trying to enact legislation to remove or at least to change the criminality of the word treason? There's one reason. They know they're against. You know, Obama's against, you know, he is guilty of treason, and so is damn near every member of Congress because they haven't acted upon what he's doing. To me, that makes them guilty. And, I mean, I'm telling you, I mean, forget impeachment. Forget impeachment. It's treason this guy's guilty of. He's guilty of it to the first degree, and I've seen it left and right. The Congress knows he is, and they don't act. They let him get away with it. They're all in. It's almost like they're playing their part, you know. Who's going to stand up? Somebody has to step up. If the military don't stand up, the people will. So, the military is the last line before the people stand up and say enough's enough. We're not going to take this bullshit no more. This guy's got to go. It's plain and simple.
Well, I think right now the way the way things are looking, and this, you know, this goes right back to what I've been saying for a long time. You know, unless the people of this country start standing up and rising up and saying enough is enough, this bastard's going to get away with a lot more before he's out of there. And the more he's allowed to get away with, the bigger the shitstorm is going to be for all of us who are on the front lines trying to combat this bastard. I mean, how long do you think it'll be before he actually decides to, by executive order or executive action, whatever you want to call it, turn around and with the stroke of a pen, wipe out every single radio and video production site there is on the internet, wipe out Blog Talk Radio, wipe out Ustream.tv, Livestream, and all these others. How long do you think it'll be?
He's trying to give over to the internet right now. I mean, I don't know what's going on, but he's already trying to give it over to the United Nations. Okay? United Nations are nothing but communist and Muslim infiltrated. I mean, that's all they are. They have no interest in the United States other than to take us over. Okay? They like our resources. They like our military. They would love to have our armaments, what we have here. Okay? But the United Nations, they don't care about the American people. Okay? They are Muslim. They are communist. They are anti-anything American. And Obama is as well. Okay? So that's why he's trying to bring the United Nations into fruition in this country. And that's what he's doing. And if people don't wake up and see what he's up to, I've seen it from the get-go, man. I've seen it from when he was elected the first. I've seen it before he was elected, what his plan was. And this guy is doing it. And the sheeple is exactly what they are. Are just they're too busy watching watching TV shows and playing video games, and they're not paying attention to what's going on around them. And we have a big
America's
problem
got
with
talent, golf dogs. You understand? I got to watch America's Got Talent. I can't miss an episode. But that's right. You know, it was said when television first came out, it makes zombies out of all of us, and look what it's done. I think he was right, whoever said that. It made zombies out of all of them, the sheeple. Sad, isn't it? They're dumb. Did I lose you?
No, you didn't lose me, but you're about to see me come up with an 845 area code.
Okay.
So I can stick with the conversation, I want to go in the next room to get a cup of coffee.
Okay.
But
coffee's bad for you. Stunt your growth, George.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the...
What?
Check the director at dial assistance. Dog, did I kill you, man?
No, yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I thought
you ain't killed me yet. I'm fixing to post the flash chat in here.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. You are now in the host queue.
Okay.
Damn, what's that feedback? Whap.
Yeah, I had the volume turned up too high on my cell phone.
Feedback through the microphone. Right.
Yes.
There you are.
And there I go. Let me mute my phone here.
My phone, but my desktop. Yeah. Turn that down. I feel like I should be an announcer at a baseball stadium or a football stadium. Whenever I hear the echo go through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, first it bat.
Well, hey, it goes with the territory, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, I've been trying to catch this article here, this video that he put up, Golf Dogs. I'm going to have to listen to that later, because it's pretty long. But
Yeah, it's about 41 minutes in length. But I'll tell you something, between you and me and the Four Winds, you know, these generals, and these two aren't the only ones that have spoken out like this. I've heard quite a few generals who have spoken out in recent weeks demanding, demanding the removal of this squad in the White House, this dictator in chief.
Well, he's fired a bunch of them. He's fired a bunch of them and cut a lot of them on jobs. But what the fuck are you talking about? Why are you putting down a military like that? That don't make no sense.
He's fired. His justification is, Ron? Seriously?
What's that?
He wants to bring this country's military back to pre-World War II numbers.
Well,
he came right out and said that not too long ago.
Right.
Okay, you want to do that? What's your justification? Somebody actually asked him that question. What's your reasoning?
About it,
what's your justification?
You got an economy right now so fucked up, and a lot of people go into the military anymore just to have the fucking job. You know, some type of career maybe. You know what I mean? I never thought about it. Is recruitment over flooded? I mean, I don't see no recruiting ads much anymore, you know. Like, you see them all the time, but not anymore. Who knows? I mean,
recruitment today is low. I have a cousin who's a Marine right now. He's a current active serving Marine, and he turned around and told me that recruitment for the Marine Corps is down 15% over last year.
Maybe.
Why would you want to join the service under this commander in chief? Think about that. When he'll send you in to get your ass killed. He does it. He don't care about your life. Yeah?
No. No. You're just another, slave to him. And that's right for them, not the country.
They send them in, George, what they're doing over there right now overseas. They're sending them in and telling the military to not draw. Well, actually, I hate to say this, but they're probably sending them in without ammunition. They're sending them in and thinking they're going to be peacekeepers. You can't be a peacekeeper against a bunch of barbaric people that have never known what peace is and don't want to know what peace is. Okay? You can't do that, but Obama does that. He sends our military over there and wants them to stand down. You know, when you're being attacked, stand down. You know, it's like, you know, on the border down here, Obama wanted, and he's already doing it. You know, he's got the Border Patrol basically, putting their guns away and can I help you? In providing medical assistance and oh my God, you poor thing, let me see if I can find you a place to go. I mean, this is what Obama does. This is what this administration does. This is what this government does, and this is all CIA orchestrated. Real simple, real plain. The CIA is running this country. People need to see that. They need to wake up and see that. And I guarantee you, if Antoinette was here right now, she would agree with that.
That's just part of it. The CIA is just part of it. There's more to it than just that, man. Yeah, they have a lot of involvement in it. There's others, a lot of others. Like I said, it's a corporation.
Right.
This ain't got to do with country. Our government. Government shouldn't be the word anymore, the corporation. That's what I consider is one big corporation, because that's what it is. 1871 proves that. It proves it. How much more proof do people need to know? I mean, Jesus, man. The Constitution, the reason that's so fucked up is because, during the act of war, that the Constitution can be, stopped. That could cease up and have any effect, right? Well, okay,
yep.
Obama signed executive orders left and right like it ain't shit, and Congress ain't saying a damn thing. What does that tell you? Because of act of war. We are in some type of conflict somewhere all the time. Okay, if we didn't have a conflict somewhere, then there would be no war. So then they would have the power they had according to the Constitution. See, that's the difference. So people don't get that. But if, according to the Constitution, that's the way it's read, and they set it up that way for that to happen to you that way. I mean, how much further do people need to go to figure out why this is happening? Because it's an act of fucking war. Sometimes, like the war on drugs. Well, that was the war on drugs. That was the nice thing to do for the kids not to do drugs. But, well, bullshit. It was a declared fucking war. Declared. So, but it wasn't declared by Congress. It was declared by the president. You see what I mean?
Well, here's something to consider, too. All right? This country isn't, you know, as far as the government is concerned, the government's not happy unless we're at war with somebody.
But George, I'm telling you, the reason why is it stops the Constitution. It kills your constitutional rights. Then you add the Patriot Act on top of that. Then this new one, the NDAA or whatever it's called. You know, think about it, man. Think about that. Why is this shit happening? You know, why is the Constitution not stopping this? You know, why does that piece of paper not stop this from happening when it should never happen anyway? We know, you know, I was talking about treason. Well, that's what the fuck it is, but it's not just treason if it's not affected. You know, the whole thing, if the Constitution is not worth the shit, then they can do whatever the fuck they want. See what I mean? And that's what they're doing. Because that's why it is what it is. Think about it, man. And that's the war.
You've got the people that represent us, okay, Congress, are supposed to be our representatives, okay? They're not representing, okay? They're franchises. Like you said, they're part of the corporation, like you just said, and they're there for their own livelihood. They're to take care of themselves, and the people immediately.
I just lost you.
Oh, golf dogs, where'd you go?
We lost golf.
Hey, golf dogs, where'd you go?
Golf dogs, here, boy, come here.
I'm telling you right now, we're getting no respect. No respect at all. Oh, I'm telling you. My wife asked if she wanted me to go to the zoo. She said, "Yeah, go to the zoo and be one of the gorillas in the cage." I'll tell you, I get no respect.
Yeah, Brian Davis, I'm a big fan of his.
Well,
yeah,
you know, we talk about, you know, how this government acts and everything. I'm taking a paragraph out of this story I posted in your chat room. The total number of U.S. airstrikes to date as of Monday afternoon was 148. This is what's happening over in Iraq right now. And the cost of the operations in Iraq is estimated at $7.5 million per day.
Well, it's costing us a good
chunk of change. Now, get this, a couple of paragraphs ahead of that, the paragraph before that says, for the first time, and I said this would happen, but everybody kept saying, oh, no, it's not going to happen. The troops are tired. Really?
Right.
Then why is it for the first time since 2011, the U.S. now has over 1,000 troops in the country, totaling roughly 1,192 of our U.S. military forces. The number is expected to rise to just over 1,200 in the coming days. So very slowly, very incrementally, Obama's sending our people over there anyway.
But I will not send our troops into another war. That's what he said.
I kept trying to tell people, listen to what I'm saying. It's not a hard concept. Obama is going to do the opposite of what he promises every time. He lies through his teeth.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a guy come on my show saying, well, the troops are tired. What do you want, bring the draft back? The draft is already in place. All they got to do is enact it if they really wanted to go that far. But they won't. Not unless we start losing more and more and more and more in places like Iraq.
Mm-hmm. But there's those ones we don't ever hear about, too, George, that get missing, you know. You got to think of that, too.
What's that?
It's crazy. You got to think about the ones we don't ever hear about, you know, get killed over there. They don't talk about all of them. You know, they surely don't, you know, like that, like Benghazi. You know, that was straight off the hook, you know. I mean, it wasn't no military, but, you know, there was nobody there to help them people at all. There should have been.
Well, you should mention Benghazi. Guess what? Two guys that were over there, when the attack initially started, they were ordered by the CIA to stand down.
Right. But didn't that come from Hillary Clinton? Wasn't she once responsible on that part? Through her?
Well, it goes through the intelligence community, which the CIA is a part of. And right. What happened is it didn't have to go through Hillary because the CIA
right.
does everything they want anyway or
right.
does everything they don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So in a general sense, the CIA told our people to stand down. Well, those guys decided to disobey orders anyway. And they went over there. And they started clamoring, you know, for help. They kept saying, we need more people over here. We need backup. And they were ordered
right.
to stand down. Do nothing. How can we protect our embassies and our consulates that are under attack if our people are ordered to stand down and do nothing?
Right.
We can't. It's impossible.
Right. It's crazy.
That's what Obama does best, ain't it?
Hey,
oh, now you're back.
Dog,
where'd
you're
go?
Back.
So I have
NSA,
no idea.
Did the NSA trick your phone again?
I think they're watching in, you know, keeping close tabs on me.
No, but all jokes aside, I mean, this is ridiculous.
I agree with what George just said. You know, the fact is, you know, no matter what you do, what you think you're up to, the NSA, the CIA, all these people are monitoring, and they're controlling everything and all the audio that comes out, okay? I mean, it's almost pathetic what we're dealing with in this country today. When Obama does not speak out, there's a reason, okay? The reason he doesn't speak out, and you know, talking about ISIS, you know, that's going on right now, and he came out with his grand plan. His grand plan is like a 2 or 3 year plan. Well, what kind of plan is that? This is an immediate danger to America, okay? And he has no plan. I mean,
hey, Ron,
this plan, 2 or 3 years?
Yeah, hold that thought. Ron, are you going into overtime? Because you got 2 minutes according to my clock.
I've already put up the extra chat room. If anybody...
Yeah, well, where did Ron go? Yeah, you and I both saved that link. Good move, man, I'm telling you. Ron! Hey, Rick, where'd you go, man? Where'd you go, and visit the tidy ball man again? This is not good. He's not answering. You still with me, Golf?
I'm having connection problems, too, this piece. Well, I had a problem.
Overtime, Ron?
I had to reconnect twice. Nah, piss on it. I'm tired of fighting with it. I'm getting popping noise in my sound. You hear anything?
I don't hear nothing.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm getting a popping
sound. I hear you fine
now. For some reason. What the hell?
I hear you. Right now, you're okay. Yeah, you sound good.
And Mike
right
just
now.
Got here.
All right, I was beeped. Yep.
Yeah.
I've been having computer problems myself tonight. Everything went nuts on mine.
What's going on?
But all of a sudden it started digging out because I got two outboard drives, you know, from older computers. And I was all of a sudden files were dumping on my computer from 2008. I was getting pictures that, okay, it was fun to look at them, talk about blasts from the past, but where the hell is this? What? I don't know what initiated it, but it was when I was on Blog Talk Radio. All of a sudden shit just started happening.
Yeah, probably the NSA. NSA interacting here.
I don't know, man, but I never knew BTR to like activate stuff. It was like, where is this coming from?
They don't.
No, I know they don't.
I got a little popping sound going back and forth.
Yeah, we got two guests in the room, and that's probably NSA and some other rogue government agency. But that's what we deal with.
Probably the NSA and the CIA. They heard that their ears started ringing, so they came in.
Hang on. Hey, I got to welcome you guys to the show. I appreciate you coming tonight. You know, it helps my numbers. I appreciate that. And, we all love the government.
Mike just showed up, so, Mike, we need another person to vent. Go ahead, Mike, and vent.
All right, well, this has been bothering me, and I forgot to bring it up 2 days ago. And I haven't heard it discussed, but then again, I haven't been around.
Did
so I don't know if you guys already cover this or what.
We don't know what you're talking about.
Let me see.
Washington Post. Washington Post exposed something the police have been doing.
Well, hey, Mike, you didn't hear about Jack the Ripper getting caught, didn't you? They caught Jack the Ripper.
Oh, I saw something briefly, but who did they find out? Who did they decide it was? Was it a Democrat? I'm only kidding. Don't. Okay, fine. All right. Never mind.
He was, but he's also a Polish Jew, I guess.
I knew it.
That's kind of weird.
You know, I've been warning them about this for years.
That is very good, comrade. You're doing very well.
I'm not surprised.
The Mother Russia got
more
than just me.
We knew Jack the Ripper was. Someone was all the time.
The
breakfast. I'll sit him down at the club.
No, George, pass me the board, will you?
Oh, God. You know, they're going to write us off. Even if NSA's listening, they're going to say, these guys are fucking tweaked. Forget it. We're not getting anywhere with these guys. They're ridiculing everything. So this is obviously a joke. We don't have anything to worry about.
Ain't that the truth? Yeah, Tennessee's really bad about that shit, taking people's money. We're taking your shit.
But are you looking at the article?
No, I know about that topic in Tennessee, but I'm looking at the article now. Yeah.
For them to admit it and come out and do an article on it, it's like, what the fuck? What's going on?
Yeah. Is that Tennessee that this is about? In Tennessee? Yeah, people having too much money on them.
Well, Mike, I got something to ask you. I got a question from Mike.
What's that?
You know, I have arguments all the time with people that are like-minded, but yet at the same time are Jew haters, and they like to speak out against Jews. And I said, you know, there's a difference between the Jew bankers and the Jewish people.
Right,
and people don't understand that. People don't understand that, and that the Jew bankers, I think, are actually residing in America, and that's why they favor Obama, and they lean toward Obama. Okay, the Jewish people. Why does the people around this country, around the world, condemn the Jews, the Jewish people, that have done nothing wrong? They're trying to live peacefully. Think about it. They're
you know what? Any
or,
any group through history that doesn't assimilate, that keeps their identity and doesn't assimilate, becomes a target. And that's anything. And doesn't assimilate into the group and become part of the unit, the community. And you have a group like the Hasids, the Orthodox, that wear the funky fur hats and everything but antennas sticking out of them with their overcoats in the middle of 110-degree weather walking around. So they look like aliens. Now you expect society, the average person, especially back in the old days when schooling wasn't, I mean, when our intelligence level, aggregate level, it wasn't that high. So now you're going to look at them and think they're going to be treated the same? No, they're going to be persecuted. When we look down at it, whether it's Europe, here in the U.S., they're going to be picked on. The blacks, after the Civil War and even before then, they didn't look the same. They had the different culture and everything else. Did they try to assimilate? Oh, well, some of them. But now are they persecuted because of it? Yep, I have no doubt. So instead of trying to work together and, well, no, they isolate us. They say, no, the white man this, the white man that. Well, things are getting worse because of it. And it doesn't matter which group you look at. The Mormons. What did the Mormons have to do? Mormons had to, they had to beat feet, man. They booked. They didn't want anything to do with it. They moved out west. They didn't assimilate. No matter what group you look at, the Italians, when they came, they had Little Italy. The Greeks, you know, they moved into their own communities. Everything isolated, but little by little, those groups said, okay, you know what, fuck it. I'm not going to get a lot of the traditions. Yeah, I'm proud of them, but I'm an American now. I'm becoming an American. My kids are speaking the language. I'm not going to become a separate group. The Amish. Look at the Amish. They moved into their own communities. They're not persecuted. People don't pick on them. I'm sure they do. So, you know, the Jewish bankers, that's almost like a mafia that people are afraid of when they're so organized and so well run. And they work together as a team that looks out for their best interests. So people are afraid of it, and they don't like it. And even, you know, even the mafia, remember seeing that or studying anything about Vegas? Who were the bookkeepers that the mafia always used to hire in the casinos? Mormons. They could trust them. They knew because of their religion, they were tied together, and that religion kept them bound almost like a fraternity. So the mafia used to hire them. It's a fact. And, I mean, but it was like, I don't know how to say it, an organization? Organized? Like, not organized crime, but any organization that doesn't fit into the community, so to speak, like that, or something, they fear. Community fears it. And even, you know, the Hasidic community, I don't get them. They consider normal Jews as not being Jewish. It's like, what the fuck is with that? I got a lot of friends that are Jewish. What do you mean they're not Jewish? They're better than them? They're better than all of us? Yeah, that's what part of their religion, I understand it to be, that they look down on all of us. That the goys are here to serve. No, it's fucked up. Now you're going to say that we're going to treat them as part of society when they don't want to be part of our society.
Well, Mike, when I lived in Sullivan County for a while, after my mother passed, I lived in an area that up in South Fallsburg, New York.
Yeah.
And when I was up there, during the summertime, it is overrun by the strong Hasidic community. I mean, they've got camps up there everywhere.
Yeah.
And when they take over a town, they take over the town. And wherever they are, if they're driving a vehicle, at a certain time of the day, they have to pull that vehicle.
Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you just went out. Yeah, you just dropped out.
I shouldn't have.
As long as Jackie Mason doesn't come on and explain to us, we shouldn't be saying this stuff, but that's fine. Now listen here. I don't want to hear any more of this bullshit. You understand? No, it's not going to work. But I know what you mean.
It's real simple, Mike. You know, when I was up there, during the summer, I would drive all these back roads and everything. And they would walk down the middle of the road from one side to the other in a wall. And they would block traffic. And you would be relegated to driving maybe 2 miles an hour at best.
Now, you think people aren't going to get upset at that?
Well, I got news for you. I was on my way to an AA meeting, and I saw these people doing that. And I'm blowing the horn, and I flipped on my, I had a CB radio in the van at the time, and I turned on the CB, turned on the PA system, because I had speakers in the grill, and I went, excuse me, could you please move to one side so I can get through? I'm running, you're making me late for a very important meeting. Did they move? No.
Huh.
I said, look, you either move or I will drive right over top of you. I had a Sullivan County sheriff behind me laughing his ass off. I saw him in my rear view just cracking up laughing. So finally I stopped the van, throw it in park, get out of the vehicle, put my four ways on. I walked out in front of them and I said, do you see that vehicle behind you? Look at that van. I will take that van and drive over top of every last one of you if you don't move out of my way right now. Well, sheriff gets out of the car, walks up. He's still laughing. And I'm like, what is this guy laughing? I'm thinking to myself, what is this guy laughing about? He said, George, because I told him, he asked me my name. I told him my name was George. And he says, George, they're not going to move. They're not going to move because, as far as they're concerned, they own the town. And he turned around and he said, now, here's what we're going to, here's what I, he says, folks, move out of the road. They still wouldn't move. Well, finally, I turn around and I said, okay, you've got 5 seconds, and then from the time I get back in that vehicle, you ain't out of the way, I'm driving over you. The sheriff turns around and says, okay, everybody, just move off to one side, let the vehicle through. I don't want to have to write an incident report because you wouldn't move. Well, they finally got out of the way, and I finally got through, and so did the sheriff. They let him through. And then as soon as we got through, the wall went right back up again. So I get to my destination. The sheriff's right there with me. And I'm like, is this how it is all the time out here? He goes, sir, you got lucky. That was just a small sample of what happens here. When the Hasidic community comes in, they come in full bore, and the only way you're going to get them to understand to move is you would have to go and talk to the high rabbi in charge and get them to explain to their people, when you see or hear a vehicle coming, get the hell out of the way. Well, the next day, that's exactly what I did. I went searching out the top rabbi, and I was very polite about it. And this gentleman was real nice to me. He was very nice. He looked at me and he said, sir, I am so sorry that happened. I will make sure that the people in my community know to get out of the car's way, because they should not block traffic like that. That's wrong. Well, that afternoon, I had to go to the store. And it was at that certain time when they had to pull off the side of the road, get out of their cars, and walk. They had to abandon their vehicles and walk home. Just to get to the store took me 45 minutes because all these cars kept pulling off in front of me. It was like there had to have been about 20 or 30 cars in front of me, slowly pulling off the road. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. Well, once they finally got their cars off the road, they stayed to the side of the road because it was a main thoroughfare. I was grateful for that, but by the time I got home, I was too tired to even bother wanting to eat dinner. So,
I don't know. I mean,
do they think they run everything and own everything? Of course they do. As soon as they come into the town and they take up residency in their camps, it's all over.
There's an arrogance, and people are getting sick of the arrogance no matter what group is doing it. And they're afraid of organizations that they don't understand or recognize, and whether, I mean, some organizations are whack, like the KKK and everything. Yeah, fuck them. I mean, we understand what they're all about and everything else. But other organizations, like whether it's the Elks are harmless, nobody really cares about them. But I'm a Mason, and a lot of the Masonic groups have bad press. And people are, when they're afraid of something, automatically they think, oh, you're one of the Illuminati. Get the fuck out of here. I wear an apron. You think I was a part of, you think I'm worth millions? Shut up. Shit. You have no clue what the, but they don't understand it. They freak out. And, I mean, it's easy for people to have prejudice against it, but I see a lot of more race and religious and bullshit is raising its head. Like, do you see this? Did you see this one now? This just happened at Kroger's down in, where was this, in Tennessee? Yeah, Memphis. Do you see this? This is pissing a lot of people off.
You're talking about the Masons and the Shriners and all that stuff, you know.
Yeah, people don't understand it, so they freak.
Well, you know, I did a concert at a Shrine Mosque, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a big concert.
But it's not
thing,
a mosque. It's a temple. It's not a mosque, though. They call it a temple, but
right.
It's not really a religion.
Right, right. Yeah, I know. But we had to talk to the potentate. Don't they call the guy the potentate?
Yeah, the head guy.
Yeah, we had to talk to him, you know, to set it up and everything. And he wanted to meet with us, just get some autographs.
Right.
And sign his guitar. Because he's a guitar player himself, and he wanted us to sign his stuff. So, you know, it was cool. Because he knew some of the songs my boss did, you know, back in the day, and all that good stuff. So he wanted to get his autograph. But real nice people. But they like to get you drunk. They like to get you fucked up.
Oh, good. They're partiers. The Shriners are partiers.
And the funny thing about it, right across the street is the police department. Now, don't you guys worry about the cops ever bothering you? Don't even worry about them.
No. No, because they know what the group's all about. And a lot of the guys are Masons and stuff, and they get it. They know there's nothing secret about it, and everything is based on values.
Power. They do have political pull. They got it. That's why the cops don't problem.
Yeah, but you can't use it. Nobody's going to abuse it because that comes into.
Right.
In other words, like if one Mason's charged, they tell you when you become it. If you're charged with murder, and that judge is a Mason, no. You're not getting off. You're held accountable for what you did for the crimes. You take an oath and everything as being part of the community and to uphold the laws of this country. And you don't get off just because of... And you are not allowed to go asking for special favors from another member of the crowd. Does it happen? I'm sure it does. Just like in the outside, this good old boy clicks with everything. Well, I know his mother and his father and let him off. But, I mean, basically, that's not what it's all about. I mean... But this
I understand it. I mean, the concert we did was a charity thing for the Joplin tornado victims.
Yeah.
You know, and it was a big, you know, social event. It was pretty cool. I mean, it was a headlining band, you know, it was a headlining group and everything. So it was cool, you know, packed house. It was nice.
Now, one thing I want to ask about. What is this site that somebody sent me called defund.com? What the fuck is this site? Because I'm trying to get a handle on this. Me neither. And I'm trying to get a handle on this site to find out if it's racist bullshit or if it's something that covers something that's objective that's covering crime in the U.S. Because a lot of that I see that I'm not thrilled with it. I just put up the link. Seems to be showing a lot of black crime, but it shows white. There's white in there too. But I'm looking at this, going, what the fuck is going on in our country? Are values that screwed?
Okay.
Is everything
defund?
Defund.com.
Obamacare will destroy the nation. Okay.
There's something in there. Okay, did you go to it?
Yeah, I'm on it now.
Look at some of the articles that are in there. What the fuck is this? Is this? I don't buy 100% of it because I don't know who this site is, but I see a lot of. Black crime. And there's white in there, too, but it's like, is this objective, or has this got a twist to it? But they're showing main, like, Channel 13 news, Channel 11 news. All right, that's a good sign. But look at shit like this. Suspect in triple murder was freed after he previously killed two other people, kidnapped women, and beheaded a cat. Look at the animal. Fuck him. Behead him. Sick killer taunts the mother with text from her dead 14-year-old girl's phone after he stabbed her to death.
What?
Man, we got to build a lot of guillotines. And then they wonder what's wrong.
A teacher who gives a 15-year-old a full contact lap dance in front of the entire class gets probation. Why did they give her probation? Did she get a tip?
Look at this. Look at some of this shit that's on here. Look at the kids that killed a French artist, a kid that moved to Detroit. And Detroit says, it's giving them a bad name. The fuck? Look at some of these animals. And then you wonder what's wrong with society, and you say, well, you can't be prejudiced. Fucking A, I can. If you're an animal, you're an animal. I don't give a shit. Look at some of these people. Then you wonder what's wrong with society.
You see this teacher here, too? This teacher who admitted to having sex in ninth grade and lured her to get 60 days in jail. Shit, I would have posted her bond. She's fine looking. Damn.
Shit.
Jesus. She didn't do nothing wrong.
Well, I mean, you look at some of this stuff, guys, and I mean, it's, like, incredible. Sick. Like this one here, sick killer taunted mom with texts from dead 14-year-old girl's phone after he savagely stabbed her to death. Really?
Oh, this is a good article. Here's a good one. I don't mind this at all. Career criminal kills three people, gets mowed down by truck while chasing the fourth victim. Good for him. I hope it was a splat noise that they heard across town. Florida career criminal. How can you be a career... What's he doing on the street? Look
court
at some of this.
Here's one for you guys. You'll like this one. Court documents, Texas Democrat uses cocaine to buy votes.
Yeah. Oh, look at it. Look to the left of that. Look at the article to the left of that. Quote, fuck white people. Hate crime suspect blames friends for anti-white attacks.
Okay.
What? He was targeting white joggers in New York Central Park. And you wonder why we're... What? We got issues. This country got fucking issues.
We all got issues.
Yeah, but I don't remember crap like this going on. Something happened in the schools and the values, and we failed. We failed.
Here's one. She committed child rape, teacher had sex with two students, bombarded them with nude photos.
She don't look that bad. I look at them.
Teachers didn't look that good when I was in school.
Well, yeah, I had one.
Look at this. Second suspect arrested for mob beating of Iraqi vet at a Waffle House that's not safe for whites. Are you serious?
That's nice.
I'm seeing a lot of this. And then I hear people, and then I stuff listen to that other radio program that I mentioned to you the other night. It's like, and I hear that, and I'm like, no. I'm putting a lot of this weight in that side of the fucking coin, not on this one. Because I don't have any of those tendencies, but I'm listening to this saying they better clean their own fucking yard out.
Yeah.
Three tugs targeting senior citizens.
Teacher had three-handed sexual encounters with student, gets 20 months in jail for her sexual assault.
Holy shit.
California passed a bill to confiscate guns from potential offenders. Potential offenders.
Two men violently raped 15-year-old girl after luring her to their house. 15-year-old girl. Hey, white boy, black teens taunted lifeguard as they viciously pummeled him with rocks. Nice. I'm seeing a lot of this. How many white gangs do we see walking around the streets targeting? Is that common? No. How many groups of black, young blacks am I seeing walking around targeting whites? A lot. Even three is too many.
Here we go.
It's starting to worry me.
Take a look at this one if you can find it. Al Sharpton called a bigot after reports of his fat shaming and vicious mocking of overweight people is exposed. Al Sharpton, who once reportedly weighed over 300 pounds, has been exposed by friends and followers for routinely, viciously mocking them. Yeah. Why am I not surprised?
Obama's cybersecurity busted for child porn after he expressed an interest in violent rape and murder of children. Well, he got arrested. Black power. Farrakhan blames whites, Asians, and Arab store owners for Michael Brown shooting. Get the fuck out of here.
Here's some white trash shit for you. Mother allows 11-year-old daughter to sleep with 23-year-old man despite cries for help, finds her pregnant.
Where's that one at?
It's in the middle.
Scroll down a little bit. Yeah. allowed her 11-year-old daughter to sleep with 23-year-old man despite cries for help. Finds her pregnant.
Unbelievable. There's a lot of, we have a lot more animals out there than we used to. I don't remember it being like this. These articles are from all over the country. What the fuck is going on?
Get a load of this. Life for a life. Muslim suspect who killed 4 people says it was vengeance for U.S. attacks on Middle East.
Here's one. Alabama teacher suspended for having black and white 6th graders reading at Michael Brown shooting. That's smart. Here, African Americans outraged over Obama letting millions of illegals stay in the country.
Really?
Please tell Detroit residents to buy guns, deal with crime themselves.
Now, look at this from August 25th. I didn't hear this. Did you hear about this one? Life for a life. Muslim suspect who killed 4 people said it was
vengeance.
Yeah,
I just mentioned that one.
Yeah, but I mean, did you hear this on regular news? Because I didn't.
Nope.
No.
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 I didn't hear that at all.
Oh, listen to this. Dated the 22nd of August. Army document details plan to use lethal force against unarmed civilians in case of riots in the U.S.
Yeah, I remember we put the link up to that. It's their outline, remember?
Well, here's a nice one. I am the Attorney General, but I'm also a black man. Eric Holder stirs racial tension in Ferguson. That makes sense.
Knockout game attacks in 15 minutes in New Jersey.
Or how about this one? Report, 109,631,000 Americans are on welfare.
And we need subjects for these radio shows? We don't need subjects. The world's freaking covered with them. The country's covered with them.
Mm-hmm.
Golf, you still with us? Where'd Golf go?
He left.
Oh.
Mugshot showed a shocking decline of 25-year-old meth addict as she arrested for robbing her own grandmother. Damn.
How about this? Breastfeeding mom refuses to stop smoking pot.
So this teacher charged with rape and sodomy. A young kid. What the fuck is her problem? She can't find a date?
Chicago teen who murdered her mom had sex, partying with her money after the assault got knocked up.
Sex with a special ed student. Oh, nice. There's a swift one. And look at this retard. He's arrested for having 4 wives. Police think he had even more wives. Boy, he's another winner.
He fucked up. He just said he was a Mormon.
Yeah.
Right.
Shit.
Mother of 2 arrested for swearing in front of kids after telling husband to stop squishing the fucking bread.
Here's one for you. Convicted killer wants to skip sentencing hearing so he don't have to hear victim family bitch and whine. God damn.
Jesus Christ. What was it? There was one article in there I remember seeing where the kid was acquitted because the mother couldn't make it to the trial.
Well, here's a good one. Los Angeles considering paying people to vote.
Oh, 2 black men kill a rabbi, draw a swastika, write Hamas, no hate crime charges. Why? Because they're special? Man, this is getting old, man.
Dear police, vandals pulling U.S. flags out of homes in Texas and burning them.
Hecklers attack Al Sharpton in Ferguson. You haven't changed nothing. Fuck y'all.
There's a lot of teachers fucking students, but you know what? What's the deal with that?
Yeah, sixth grade teacher raped 13-year-old student, sent him sexual messages that were discovered by friends.
Was your teacher pleaded guilty of rape, sodomy, for sex with son's 14-year-old friend? Wow. Teacher charged with rape, solicitation for sex with two students, deputy throws get passed around school.
These people are animals, man. Look at this. Man beat the girlfriend's one-year-old son to death because he urinated on him when they were changing the diaper.
Fucking animals in this day and age.
They're animals. These are animals.
Had an argument. I won. Man murders wife, kidnaps 4- and 5-year-old sons over cheating accusations. Oh my God! Check this one out. Yakuza in the middle. This is a bonus. Teacher found intoxicated without pants on her first day. Check this woman out. Right, it's in the middle column.
How far down?
Big fat woman. Big fat woman. I don't know. Homeland Security officer.
Oh, I see it. Whoa! There's a face for the. There's a face for the fucking radio right there. That's
And you would let children be exposed to that?
That's a face for the radio.
I'm telling you.
That's where that belongs.
That's good. Yeah.
I'd run. If I saw that coming to me, I'd fucking run. Holy shit. I wonder what they feed that.
But the one right next to it, really like Homeland Security official busted in Craigslist thing trying to have sex with mother and her underage daughter.
Nice.
Homeland Security.
Nice.
They're really securing the homeland, ain't they? Yeah.
Here's a good one. Teacher wins lawsuit after black teacher organization fired her for not being black enough.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't get it, man. I don't get it. I don't get it. And it comes down to values and education.
Here's another teacher story.
These people don't respect
teacher charged with rape, solicitation for sex with two students after nude photos get passed around school.
Yeah, I've read that one. Sure. These all teachers are all over the place here. I mean, teacher took a student home, started kissing him, pulled down his pants, had sex with him. Damn, they're all fine-looking teachers, too. You know, if they can't find something out there, you know?
But these people are idiots. They're... Woman tries to steal police car outside a rap concert with the cops inside.
Well, here you go. Homeowner found guilty of murder for self-defense shooting. Suburban Detroit homeowner Theodore Wafer, says he shot a teenager pounding on his door in self-defense.
Better dead at the 7 turn under Obama?
I've seen that video over there, the one that says video Bronx gunman shoots man in store at point blank range. Customers step over the body like nothing happened. This is the attitude that's out there. I'm convinced it comes down to our school. There's no respect. I'll tell you what, if it was an armed society, motherfuckers would lose. They'd learn respect fast. They'd learn respect fast. It's the toilet's got to be flushed at some point because enough is enough. We've lost control of society. The values and everything are gone. When you have the pages we're looking at of what's going on nationwide, it's fucked up, and it's getting worse.
Yeah, that's like the 911 dispatcher tells an 80-year-old woman to put the gun down while two burglars break into the house.
Yeah.
Well, here's a nice one. No need to worry about terrorists. Our own citizens will bring us down. Lois Lerner called conservatives assholes in email.
Jesus
Christ. Okay. Ohio sheriff sends bill to Mexican president for cost of illegals in jail. Okay.
Here's a good one. Pre-K teacher had sex with teen in 4 different counties.
Yeah, that's lovely, isn't it?
But look at how these animals are. Ultimate act of revenge. Florida man throws 3-month-old baby out of a moving car window over an argument with mom. They care about life? So what's it come down to? Is it from the families? I think the families are failing. This is the product of some of the families that are out there today. 12-year-old boy randomly targeted and killed a 54-year-old white man. Florida boy arrested.
Here's a sick motherfucker. Sex offender slams 9-month-old baby to death to cover up raping her. God,
yeah.
What a sick motherfucker.
My
God.
We go.
But geez,
mom arrested for letting 7-year-old son walk to the park.
Another one. Suffocated a 4-month-old puppy in front of a 4-year-old daughter because it pooped inside.
God. Obama gives illegal refugee status before they arrive in the U.S.
Now, they really want
us
to sit back and say, okay, everything's fine. Now, tell me, just stop a minute. How many Chinese you see in there? How many of the Chinese race do you see in there? I see whites and blacks. And the whites, the predominantly what I'm seeing is teachers, school rapes, teachers. Blacks, I'm seeing murders, assaults, murders, attacks, black on white, murders.
Here's
is this, is this
Here's
site
like.
Biased? Is this site yeah. biased or is this factual? What the fuck is with this site?
I don't know. But anyway, it says Snoop Dogg got high at the White House while visiting Obama.
Yeah.
And here's another sick fucking white fucker that's sicker than fuck. It says here, sex offender, sexually so bad it had to be euthanized. There you go.
Obama, Muslims built the very fabric of our nation. President Obama has released a statement in commemoration of the end of Ramadan. So he says that the Muslims built the fabric of our nation? What the fuck? Is he stupid?
He's on crack. Woman shoots lover because she was pissed off after having bad sex. Damn, good thing I'm good. My wife shot me a long time ago.
Well, that's okay. If emergency strikes, illegals to be evacuated before citizens. If a hurricane or disaster strikes South Texas, emergency managers in the Rio Grande Valley region say they will evacuate illegals.
Burglars call police after a homeowner pulls a gun on them. It's amazing what you see. That's crazy. A lot of teachers.
I love this one. I remember we brought this one up before. The armed robber suing the pizza restaurant because he was defenseless. Suffered attack from the employees who tried to stop him.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a funny thing you should say that because, you know, if a burglar does get hurt on your property, he can sue you for damages. Did you know that?
Yeah.
It's bullshit, but it happens. It happens a lot. See, it's got the states up here to tell you what kind of bullshit's happening in your state. I guess what that's about Missouri. Let's see.
Look at this white guy. You see this white guy? What a fucking freak this one is. Burglars call police after homeowner pulls a gun on. Looks like Charles Manson's cousin. Oh, it's two different people. Or is it one guy? Oh, it might be one guy. No, two men armed with a baseball bat. Broken. I guess that maybe they're related.
Oh, here's
calls
a good
judge
one.
A bitch.
Woman shot lover because she was pissed off after bad sex.
Yeah, I read that one. Here's one. Suspect in triple murder was free after he previously killed two other people, kidnapped a woman, and beheaded a cat.
I don't know if it's worth saving this link. It might be worth saving it to keep an eye on what they come up with, because this site comes up with some fucked up shit.
Teacher had sex with 15-year-old after bumping into each other over summer break. Right.
Here's a funny one. A man who has been arrested 150 times for DUI and driving violence gets just 5 years for killing a 4-year-old boy in a hit and run.
Jesus. Teen killer brags, I'm a pure savage, after killing 75-year-old woman.
crazy.
Oh, here's a good one for the Catholic Church. Catholic school teacher admits to sex with student who says he loves her, wants to marry her.
Intoxicated 15-year-old girl was filmed being raped by four black teens dumped on parents' lawn after assault. Are you serious? I don't know, man. This,
Well, get this.
They better clean out their backyards.
White TV reporter suspended for talking about anti-cop mentality among fatherless young black men. A white TV news reporter in New Jersey has been suspended for discussing the inner city's anti-cop mentality following a shooting. Wow. Be a reporter, get your job taken away from you for having an opinion.
The widow of a Jersey cop killer in a maniacal rant on CBS New York said her husband should have shot every officer. He should have taken all the cops the fuck out. That's what she said. These two teens viciously beat a 73-year-old grandmother as onlookers watch. I don't understand it. I don't get it. And then people say, how can you have a, yeah, okay, yeah, right. Fucking A. It's at night, I'm walking down the street, and I see a group walking towards me. I'm going to be glad I got a speed loader. Fuck that. No, my life's worth something to me. Apparently, these people have no value of human life. They have no values at all. They don't value, they don't respect the law, anything.
Well, it's like this 36-year-old mother convicted for having sex with 12-year-old after grooming him on Facebook.
And look at MS-13 gang graffiti all over the walls in the detention centers. The children at the illegal immigrant detention centers, they're putting graffiti all over the place. Man, there's a lot of stuff in here.
Yeah, a lot of crazy shit,
ain't it? Yeah.
Here we go. Is this right? POW Bo Bergdahl returns to active duty on U.S. base in Texas. That came out July 14th. How the fuck does he get back on active duty given the circumstances of his release and everything?
And look at this asshole. Thug shot a 2-year-old girl in the face, wanted it to be the last thing her father ever saw.
Jesus.
I don't even know what to, I don't have any feeling towards any of these people. They should have the death penalty in place. Fuck it. These are worse than animals. And they want to learn respect? I'll tell you what, no more compassion for this shit.
Mike, here's one that comes right up in our state. Police came and took everything. Gun confiscation begins in New York.
Yeah, that's been going on. Up in Albion, the police went up and they took the guy's records and everything, and they claimed that the MR2 bullet button is not good enough. And that's going on now, if that's what that article is. Some of these teachers are good-looking teachers, Ron. You're right. Like, what are you doing? What is with these women?
That's what I'm saying. Shit, they could call me.
And look at the
I'm
other animals. Muslim father slits his 17. Muslim father slits his 17-year-old daughter's throat for marrying without permission. More animals. That's part of their culture.
This bastard ought to have his balls cut off.
Well, they should send him back over to Pakistan.
Check this out. Father who left toddler to die in hot car spent the day sexting six women, including a 17-year-old. You've got to be fucking kidding.
Obamacare bills family $1.2 million in a typo?
Amazing.
This site is fucking whacked.
No, it's not the site. It's what they've compiled, what they're showing us, a snapshot of month by month what's going on. The sick shit in our society.
Here, White House, we'll put illegals wherever we want to, and we won't tell them to you. Yeah, that's about the fucking truth of it.
Hey, remember all that shit with the VA? Get this. We are committed to providing care in a timely manner. Vietnam vet gets VA doctor appointment 2 years after he died. Fucking crazy. Well, listen, fellas, I hate to do this, but I got to get up early in the morning, so I'm going to...
Yeah.
Say arrivederci and
yeah,
guys.
It's about that time. We're about out of time.
Tomorrow is the primary. George, if you got a primary, make sure you vote here in New York.
I didn't get anything in the mail about a primary, so I don't know what's going on.
Try to do a search in case you have one for your district. I know we have it down here. There's probably something. There might be something going on up by you.
Yeah, I'll check it
Go
out
do
before,
your corporate
once
voting.
I sign off of here.
Go do your corporate voting.
Yeah, that's
voting.
It.
That's it. All right, guys. Hope. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to blow out here, too. We're about out of time. We got like 14, 13 minutes left to go. Cut us
all right.
Time. Yeah, there are.
We'll see you all later.
See you guys tomorrow. Have a good one. Be good.
See you later.
As my favorite cartoon character from the movie,
well, I was driving down I-95 the other night. Somebody nearly cut me right off the road. I decided it wasn't going to do any good to get mad. So I wrote a song about him instead, and it goes like this. Were you born an asshole, or did you work at it your whole life? Either way, it worked out fine. 'Cause you're an asshole tonight. Yes, you're an A. And don't you try to blame it on me. You deserve all the credit. You're an asshole tonight. You were an asshole yesterday. You're an asshole tonight. And I've got a feeling you'll be an asshole the rest of your life. Mother, just the other night, I told her I thought you were an asshole. She said, yes, I think you're right. And all your friends are assholes, 'cause you've known them your whole life. And somebody told me you've got an asshole for a wife. Were you born an asshole, or did you work at it your whole life? Either way, it worked out fine, 'cause you're an asshole.
tonight.
Oh boy, am I surrounded by assholes at times.
Into the deal, that's all, folks.
See you later.